Hola raza, this is Fernando Amador from Downey, California. How's it going, everybody? Been a while, but got another show here. Yeah, welcome to my podcast. It's called Chicano Cast. Today's show is titled Black and Brown Lives Matter. That's Chicano Cast number 26, I believe. I kind of lost count there somewhere. I think I might have miscounted somewhere in there, but fuck it. It's just one more to the collection, and hopefully I still have some listeners since it's been a while. But yeah, I mean, let's get on with the show and no more bullshit. You know where I'm at. If you want to email me, I'm even on Twitter and Facebook. Not real active, but I'm there. So I guess I gotta ask, you know, is it on the title of the show, is it necessary to state the obvious? Is it necessary to remind white people that black and brown lives matter? I guess it is. And that's pretty sad. You know, it really is, Raza. The fact that this movement exists really sucks. I can't say that I'm totally with it. You know, it really sucks that we have to be saying this. And really, the title is Black Lives Matter, but being a Chicano show, I'll give it that twist. But wait, Raza, and Black Brothers, of course, if I got maybe one of you listening out there. Probably not. But my Black brothers and sisters, if you are, before you hate on me, before you send me hate mail, before you come to my house and kick my ass, give me a chance. Give me a chance to explain why I say I can't totally be with this and why this really sucks that we have to state this. You know, the reasons I can't totally be on board with this, let me tell you. Reason number one, do we really have to remind white people that Black Lives Matter? And yes, we are reminding white people. Who the fuck else do we need to remind? I think ourselves, we know that black and brown lives matter. But do we really have to remind white people that our lives matter? If we do, sad. Number two, you know, it feels like we have taken three steps. No. Fucking five steps back. Yep, back to even before the civil rights movement. Because we're just begging for our lives at this point. You know, that's bullshit. Don't lynch me. Don't deport me. That's basically what we're saying. Don't shoot me. And is that what we should be saying? I mean, is that where we're at? That's a sad state of affairs. Reason number three, we've kind of deterred away from what really matters, from what we have accomplished and have not accomplished. Things like, you know, what we're trying to accomplish, like getting into better schools. That's what we should be fighting for. Getting better positions in corporate America without racism. That's what we should be fucking chanting out there and protesting out there and marching for. We need to march for banks to stop discriminating us from getting home and business loans so we can matter in this country. That's what we should be doing. Yeah, we shouldn't be having to have to remind them that our lives matter, that just let us live. You know, let us live on crumbs, but let us live, please. I mean, that sucks. That really, really sucks. And I get it. I get what's going on and what's happening and the killings. And it hurts. Brown people have been deported like never before under Obama. So maybe should we just be happy that we fucking are allowed to be in this country? Is that where we're at? We're American citizens. Don't forget that. We have a lot more rights than that. Anyway, there's many other advances that we, you know, we're making for our people that we should be fighting for than just our lives. And yeah, Raza, and the Black brothers and sisters listening, we're back to the basics. Just don't kill us. Just let us live. Just don't deport us. Pisses me off, Raza. It's bullshit. We're all the way back there. It really is bullshit that we're all the way back to basically step one, that our lives matter. I mean, damn, what a fucked up society. But who's to blame? Is it the cops? Is it Trump? Is it blacks or Chicanos? Maybe the media? Maybe the economy? Well, you know, I can name one person, and it's hard for me because I look up to him. He's kind of a hero to me. I actually read his biography, his autobiography. I was really proud of him becoming president. That's right, Obama. But you know what? When the team fails, when the team loses, it's the head coach who gets blamed. And especially the black community, I think they got to hold Obama accountable. And thus Browns too, because, you know, we all voted for him and he was basically put in office due to the minority vote. You know, deportations under Obama were at record numbers, yet he was the immigration president, right? Well, that's what we thought. Well, Obama has a few months left and, you know, the immigration promise is getting handed off to Hillary. So no mames, Hillary the sellout? I know it's better than Trump. I preach that, but she's not the answer. She's just a placeholder till we get somebody que vale la pena. Okay, Chicano cast motherfucker, Big Mouth, why do you blame Obama? He's not killing blacks himself. You better explain yourself, fool. And yeah, that's right, so give me a chance. Well, my black brothers and sisters, you gotta look at the facts under Obama. He's had 8 years now in office. You know, we gotta stop blaming it all on evil Bush and Cheney and hold Obama accountable. Let's look at some of the facts for minorities, you know, the last 8 years. Obama has deported more than any other president, 2.5 million people and counting. I think Bush's numbers were like 2.1 million, so Obama's already above that. You probably won't get much more than that since he only has a couple months left, but still. What the fuck? He was the immigration president. Black home ownership has sagged from 46% in 2009 when Obama took office to 43% in 2014. And I don't think it's gotten much better since 2014. That's sad. Minority household income fell 9% between 2010 and 2013, compared to 1% for whites. That sucks. Financial Times said that median non-white families today have a net worth of $18,000, 20% lower than when Obama took office. White median wealth is up 1% to $142,000 since Obama took office. Another one here, in 2009, black unemployment was 12.7%, and in 2014 fell to 10%. Sounds good, right? Only it's mostly because blacks stopped seeking work, basically gave up on it, and therefore are not counted as unemployed. So I guess unemployment for the black community hasn't really changed. And what about Black Lives, Ese? What about that under Obama? You mean the killing is what I think this questioner refers to, and the questioner is me, so that's kind of stupid. But anyway, what about, yeah, the killing of black lives? What about that? Well, what has Obama done to help that? Or to basically not help black people in that manner? Well, local police militarization under Obama continued and even increased until recently in 2015 when he promised to demilitarize police, which may or not be actually happening. What has happened is that these fuckers received so much military gear and high-powered armament that these fuckers, and by fuckers I mean local police, that they think they are in an actual war, that they're fucking soldiers and not policemen. The problem is that the only people these fuckers can war with are the local citizens. And since it's a war, any excuse works to kill. And kill they have, those motherfuckers. So there it is, Raza. This bullshit has taken us back to begging for our lives when we should be, you know, demanding better positions in society for our people. It really sucks that we have to remind whites and people in power that our lives matter. Of course they matter. We're American citizens. We're taxpayers. But above all, we're humans. And humans have the God-given right to live. And Raza, I have to say that it doesn't hurt anyone more than me to criticize Obama. Oh shit, I sound like Trump when he said no one respects women more than I do at the last debate. But really, neta. Neta Raza, I look up to Obama. You know, he's a first minority president. He made me feel like, damn, if a black guy can be president, then I can start a podcast and say important shit and maybe even matter. Well, not really, but something like that, Raza. He made us all, you know, feel kind of like Tiger Woods did when he dominated golf. All of a sudden, you had all these minorities, brown and blacks, going to the golf courses. You know, the golf courses were full of color. That is until his wife broke his teeth with a 9-iron. But I digress. Kind of low blow there, I know. Low blow, sorry. Got distracted here. But I still look up to Obama. I'm still a proud Democrat. And I'm even going to vote for Hillary. Not so willingly, but que más. Pero Raza, I'm not afraid to call bullshit when I see it. And I think we all have to call it and be aware of it so we know who these politicians really are. I know Obama's not a saint, but I do feel he could have done so much more for us minorities. He could have put corporations, the police force, you know, back in their place. Local cops in their place. How, Chicano? How the fuck could he put local police force in their place? Well, I got an idea. Let me tell you. Anytime a local police force kills a citizen on questionable terms, Obama makes sure that he shoves the FBI up their fucking ass. That local police force will be investigated up and down by the FBI. And not just about the killing, but about their overall operation. And guess what? That's one way to make these fucking police forces think twice about killing their citizens. These fuckers, you'll realize, are not untouchable. Okay, now I'm talking too much shit with all my ideas of how to run this country better. But, you know, before I get the FBI on my porch, I better shut up. So, quickly, of course, I know and believe Black and Brown Lives Matter. But for us to have to relocate our energy and our resources to fight for this and not for the betterment of our people in all facets of society, like educational, economic, political, the media, the arts, in all these places and more, is where we need to keep pushing for more and for better. To step way back and have to ask to be allowed to live is a big shame, Raza. Really big shame. Shame on America.
Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad cause I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit cause I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on. And thrown in jail, we can go toe to toe in the middle of a sale. Fucking with me cause I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold and a pager. Searching my car, looking for the product, thinking every nigga is selling narcotics. You rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a Benzo. Be the police out of shape, and when I finish, bring the yellow tape. Showing out for the white cop. Ice Cube will swarm on any motherfucker in a blue uniform. Just cause I'm from the CPT, punk police are afraid of me, huh? A young nigga on the warpath, and when I finish, it's gonna be a bloodbath of cops dying in LA. Yo, Dre, I got something to say.
Chicano Cast, we like for you to represent Lives Matter.
Represent what? Who? Does this pay?
Yeah, we want you to represent us. It's Lives Matter, and we'll pay you in the gift cards to In-N-Out Burger.
Fuck yeah. I'll take some gift cards in In-N-Out Burger. I love burgers, but again, this is for what? To represent who? But I'm in.
Yeah, Chicano Cast, we want you to represent Fat Lives Matter. So you're on board, right? Gotcha.
But they're scared of a nigga, so they mace me to blind me. But that shit don't work, I just laugh. Because it gives them a hint not to step in my path. But police, I'm saying, fuck you, punk. Read my rights and shit, it's all junk. Pulling out a silly club, so you stand with a fake-ass badge and a gun in your hand. But take off the gun so you can see what's up. And we'll go at it, punk, and I'ma fuck you up. Make you think I'ma kick your ass. But drop your gat, and Red's gonna blast. I'm sneaky as fuck when it comes to crime. But I'ma smoke them now and not next time. Smoke any motherfucker that sweats me. Any asshole that threatens me. I'm a sniper with a hell of a scope. Taking out a cop or two that can't cope with me. The motherfucking villain that's mad. With potential to get bad as fuck. So I'ma turn it around. Put in my clip, yo, and this is the sound. Yeah, something like that, but it all depends on the size of the gap. Taking out a police would make my day, but a nigga like Ren don't give a fuck to say.
Fuck the police.